Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. The spread of COVID-19 is a rapidly evolving situation impacting all of our lives, and especially our hospitals. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Gonzalo Behrman, Chief of Infectious Diseases at VCU Medical Center. Dr. Behrman, what should we be doing to keep ourselves safe right now?
So the most important intervention remains social distancing, staying out of crowded environments, wearing masks when you're out in public, and of course, hand hygiene.
Okay, you mentioned masks, and I'm seeing people wear them more and more. What kind of mask should we be wearing and when?
The public in general is not going to be wearing a medical grade mask, so a cloth mask is certainly a reasonable alternative. It would be preferable to wear the mask when you're outside of the four walls of your house, but certainly when you go into a business, a supermarket, a store, any place where there are other people congregating.
How about gloves? Are they helpful as well?
So gloves likely have a marginal benefit. Most important really is hand hygiene. Really, it's about a 20 to 25 second process. I would encourage listeners to check out the CDC website on hand hygiene and how to properly wash your hands. But the most important thing is to wash your hands with the appropriate technique prior to eating, prior to putting your hands to either any of the mucous membranes, which would be the nose, the mouth, and the eyes, and to wash frequently, particularly when handling objects that have been outside of the home.
And at this point, with proper precautions, of course, can I meet with my family and friends in small groups yet?
I wouldn't discourage people meeting with their family and friends in small groups, provided that they can keep 3 to 6 feet apart, that they're meticulous with using the masks and meticulous with the hand hygiene. But I also think that you have to have some level of common sense involved. For example, it's probably not the best idea to have younger individuals or even young children spending a lot of time with elderly folks or people with underlying chronic medical conditions. Those kind of things need to be taken into consideration.
So what's next? When are we back to normal?
Oh, I think we'll be taking precautions for months, 3 to 6 months at least. The vaccine, as we know, is not around the corner. We really are not even close to having the number of people infected across the country to confer a level of herd immunity. We probably need about 60 to 70% of the population to have had contact with COVID-19 for them to be immune or less risk of getting disease. And that would provide benefit to others. We're not even close to that. So although we've been through a lot in the last couple of months, this is far from over. And I really think that we are now entering in a phase of a chronic kind of persistent slow burn coronavirus across the country for the next 6 to 12 months.
Thank you, Dr. Behrman, for your time. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.